Okay, so today's daf is daf hey. Daf Amy. We are ayin tes amud beis, about three lines from the bottom. So shalach Rav Chanina mishmei de Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina sent the name Rav Yochanan. Lo shanu el acha kapara aval lifne kapara tunim lechem. That which we said. That what we say. That's what we said in the Mishnah. That those items, the categories of what were korban toda, do not require bread to be brought. That's only after the Baal was already had kapara, what kapara you get with the toda, already had kapara with another korban toda. Aval lifnei kapara, but if he has not yet offered up the korban toda, then these categories of karbanos that we listed in the Mishnah would require a lechem. To go back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah said v'la toda v'tmuraso. That is only if no other carbon. That is only if the other carbon was brought. But if no carbon was brought, and this is the first one being brought for him, to require lechem. So Gemara says, wait, what's going on? Havi be Rav Amram. So Rav Amram, starts to discuss it. Hey, on which din in the Mishnah is this rule of Rav Yochanan discussing? Ilema achalife todas chova. If it is coming to talk about the switching, I think it's called khalifi, the exchange of a todas chova. Now, what's a todas chova? Because korban todas usually it's let's not a korban chova. So todas chova. If you look at Rashi, todas chova. So Rashi, the top Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Right, a todas chova can go into amar alai, amar alai dahave alei chova. He says harei alai. Takes a neder, so it flips into a chova. He has to switch into a neder to have korban chova. The Hakim Mashmi Rav Yochanan Amas Nisan. That's what Rav Yochanan talking about the Mishnah. If you look at the later at the Rashi Ksav Yad, he says the same. So it's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. Ilema Chalife Todas Chova. So first he says Kigon to Amar Harei Alai Toda. That's coming upon me to bring a korban toda. The Hifrish Behema, and it was Mafrish Behema. The Kaimalon, and we know the Chayav Acher Yisua, your Chayav and Nechrayis. I mean, that's the difference between a Neder and a Dava. If you take a net, if you say Hare Alai, it's on me. So if I separate something and then it's lost, I have to bring another one. If I say Hare Zeh and then lost, then it's gone. Right? The Chayav Acher Yisua, the Ha'amah Alai, the Avdav, if it's a Chayav Tatel. So the case would be if he said Hare Alai and he lost it. And he hivrish acheres tachtel, and he found it, and he separated another carbon, v'nimtas harishona, and now you find the first one. Now you have two. So what do you do with the second one? V'ka'amar, im kodem kaparas harishona, hikrav hashnia, tuno lechem hashnia v'imlo. He says that the idea would be that what the Havmi is here now, that if you offer the second one first, it would require lechem. If you offer the first one first, the second one would not require lechem. I saw elsewhere that todas chova would mean someone who, where's Divar Masel E. See, in the last one, the second to last line, it says, Lashon Acher todas chova, can go mefarish b'yam, v'yotze b'shayara, v'chola shenitza mecholya, v'chova sheyotze b'shayara, all the people who are supposed to bring a korban toda, like what we say birchas hagomel, that's a chova, right? Which is interesting because that Shita Mekubetzis points out is that nowhere does it really say that's a chova. That's what those are the people who bring a korban toda. But is there a chiyuv to bring the korban toda? What happens if you don't bring the korban toda? You violate something. What happens if you don't bench gomel? You violate something. Is it a doraisa or is it a rabbanon? That's machlokin. The field benching gomel is a doraisa or a rabbanon. Maybe depending on how you read korban chova over here. Idea, but the biavim, which is the first Shita Rashi, is that you have one carbon chova, you separated it, you said Harei Alai, you have your carbon, you lost it, you brought another one, now you found the first one, you have A and B. So if I'm Akrib A, then B doesn't get Lechem. If I'm Akrib B first, then B should get Lechem. So Mar says, no, that can't be. Mar says, wait a second. E lifnei kapara, if you're coming to be Bechadish you, that if you offer B first, it requires Lechem, Tanina. We already have that in the Mishnah. We already told that in the Braisa. The Braisa says, if you have A and B, in those cases, you separated A, you lost it, you separate B, you found A, and you have two. The halacha is, A zemen sheyirtzu yakriv lechem yima. You can makriv either of them for the korban, and that becomes the korban toda. So there's no chiddush in telling me that if it's lifnei kapara, it will require lechem. Vila acher kapara, and if it's already after you were makriv A, remember, you found A, and now you have B in front of you, and you're telling me that B does not require lechem, that's also tanina. We already had that in a brisa, because we learned yesterday, it said, ha-mafrish todaso, not mafrish todas, only the todaso, the one that, only the that's offered to get the mitzvah of the toda, requires the lechem, not the, the leftover, the separate one. So Ella, so what might be Rav Yochanan's statement? Again, Rav Yochanan said, lifnei kapara, there's bread, achrei kapara, there's no bread. So he says, achalife todas nedava. It would be on the substitute of the trading of a todas nedava. Todas nedava is where you say, harei alai. So now it's incumbent upon me. So even if I lose something, if I lose it, I got to replace it and bring it. So what happened here if I say, if todas nedava? So he says, achalife todas nedava, look at Rashi on top. The ka'amar harei, sorry, todas nedava is the other way around. Todas nedava is harei zo, which is, it's only this. This is my karpan. And then if it gets lost, I'm out. I don't have to bring the karban. They said this specifically is my karban. So Rashi says, "Dekaama harezo va'avda." They got lost. Umafishach teres tachel, and I separate another. Oh, that shtender is really, really looks nice. I can see right into the how you doing? Is that, right? Umafishach teres tachel, and he separates another one. So I said harezo. It got lost. A mafish b. Klomar da seifa the habraisa kai. It's coming on the end of the seifa. Dekaama minayti. Fine. So then, what would happen over there? So if Mara says, that's no chiddush, because I say it outside. If I say, harei zo, this is my korban, only this, and I lost it. Okay, so I lost it, so I'm running the lunch, and then I say, harei zo. Then I found this. Well, this one is not chilufe, this one. It's an independent korban. I said, harei zo, and I said, harei zo. One's not replacing the other one, so of course both would require lechem. They're just extra, they're just additional korbanei toda that are being brought. The Gemara says, bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, tu'unas lechem. It would require the bread to be brought. Mar bebetodosu. It's just additional korbanei toda. The second one is not replacing the first one, because there is no requirement to replace the first one. Because you said harei zo. You didn't say harei alai. You said harei zo. So the second one that you brought is a new korban. A new korban toda would require bread. So that can't be the statement of Rav Yochanan.
You can make a korban even though you have no event to
commemorate. A toda, yeah. Like yeah, korban nedava. It's not for you. You can't bring a chatas, you can bring olos, you can bring shlamim, you can bring todas.
So it's a shame, toda, even though you already had one on your event that you were saved from, let's say. Now you're just bringing another one.
So the case here is not an event, the case here is todas nedava, where you say harezo toda.
What's the
title? Harezo toda, this is the toda. I want to bring a korma toda. I'm saying this is the korma toda, whatever.
Yeah, but for something, aren't you bringing for something?
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So, are you using the word kapara loosely here? Like
I think so. I think kapara means before the blood is drawn. Before, right, unless we said at the beginning, like what is the kapar? Ella avlad todas nedava. Must be talking about the offspring of a todas nedava. Must be that you were mafrish a korban toda that was pregnant, and you said harei zo toda. This is going to be the korban toda, and before you offer it, it gives birth. It's v'yolda. So Rav Yochanan says here that if you were makriv the mother, right, then when you makriv the vlad, you don't bring lechem. But if you weren't makriv the mother or you makriv the vlad first, you would bring lechem with the vlad. The Gemara says that can't be. The vlad of a todas nedava, right? Bein lifnei kapara, bein la'achar kapara, ain't even lechem. The halacha is in this case, apparently it's known, is that the vlad of a korban toda doesn't require bread at all. Most are the todai. All it is excess of the toda. It's not additional toda, it's excess from the toda. Right? It's most are the toda. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in the top. Ikriva lifne kapara, bein lach kapara, ancient lechem, the most of todahu, shakfarnis kaper ba'acher, the havim kemafris mosklu todoso, vin nisosru, the chol davra ba meilav, non vlad chashiv mosar. Anything that's come by itself, it's extra, it's extraneous, it doesn't get the bread. So the Gemara says, no, ella avlad todas chova. We're not talking about where he says, it's the offspring of a nedava, where he said harei zo. It's an offspring where he said harei alai to bring a toda. He says harei alai to bring a toda, and he separates a pregnant animal for the korban, right? The todas chova. So lifnei kapara ta'un lechem. So I separated a pregnant animal, and it gave birth, and now a makriv of the vlad. So if a makriv of the vlad before a makriv of the mother, then it will require bread. But if a makriv the vlad after a makriv the mother, it does not require bread. Why? Rashi points out, el avlad todas chova, v'chi katani le'el v'lo vlad da ta'un lechem l'achar kapara. Aval lifnei kapara ta'un. I don't know why the difference is over here. Because it's not the animal. It's incumbent upon me. I had to bring a korban tolda. I brought a korban tolda, whichever one I brought first. I brought this vlad, that gets the bread. And I'm yotzei my chiyuv. So anything that comes afterwards wouldn't get the bread. I guess if you're mocking the mother afterwards, you wouldn't bring the bread either. Sorry?
Because you're done already.
Because you're done. The Gemara says, umayka mashmalon. So what's this karma to teach us? What's the chiddush? Come to Ksava, Rabbi Yochanan, Adam miskaper b'shvach hektish. It comes to teach us that Rabbi Yochanan says that an individual can get kapara, or get yotzei his chiyuv. I think kapara here means yotzei chiyuv. Yotzei his chiyuv with the growth, or the I don't know how it's described, shvach, the benefit that derives from the derivative of the korban of a hektish. Adam miskaper shvach hektish. Rashi says, Dahenu vlad shall todus chova. The kevon the yochol is kapir. But ezer sheyirtze, since you can get kapara, you can use either one that you want. Even aim of vlad hachinami tumas lechem. So whichever one you use, that's the one that's going to require the bread. It havibon namiro abaye ki agavna. And Abaye also answered that that's what Rav Yochanan meant. Again, Rav Yochanan said that Rav Yochanan says lifnei kapara requires bread. Lach kapara doesn't require bread. What's the case? The case beside this is the case of where you said hare alai. It's the vlad of a todas chova, which we say is hare alai. Not like we're not learning like that other safiyad and the Rashi that talking about korban toda. Itmar nami. So we also have a brisa or statement in the Beis Medrash that says exactly like we just explained Rav Yochanan. Amar Yitzhak bar Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan chilufe todas nadava. Chilufe todas nadava bein lifnei kapar bein lach kapar tunin lechem. Marum todasu. Right, I have A and B, and I say hare alai, lose A, bring B, find A, and I bring each one is sorry, hare zo, right? If I say hare zo, then I now find a second one, just additional korban todos. My todos, vlad todos nadava, a vlad of a todos nadava, bein lifnei kapar bein lach kapar ain't ton lechem, because that's just moser toda, but most are the most of the but vlad todas chova lifnei kapar tunin lechem lach kapar ain't tunin lechem. Exactly like we explained, we're talking about the case of a vlad todas chova. Amar Shmuel, right? So that Amar Shmuel kol she bechatas mesa. Shmuel makes a statement. Any time we would have a situation that if the carbon was a carbon chatas, we would leave that carbon chatas to die. So if you had that situation by a carbon toda, that carbon toda will be hukra, but doesn't require bread. But kol she bechatas roa, any time that if we had a korban chatas, we would be required to let that chatas roam until it gets a mum and then be potet. That situation, if you have a korban toda, it will require bread. Okay, that's even trying to make this hekesh. One of the things that for sure is not one of the chatas that shemesa is a chatas avros shnasa. It's a one, you pass this 1 year. The korban toda has no age limit, so it can't really apply. It can't apply to that. Also, there's a chol to do. One of them is a chatas mesabala, a chatas whose owner dies before you makrev it. We kill it. We let make the chatas die because what kapara or the yorshim going to get? He died already. He got his kapara. But by korban toda, we say that even though by chatas shemesa you do makrev it because it's just a toda. Let the yorshim bring a korban toda. It's not got to do with full fledged, you know, atonement kapara. So Amar of Shmuel, kol she bechatas mesa betoda into unalechem, kol she bechatas roe besoda to unalechem. Masir of Amram. So Rav Amram asked, this we learned from the Brisa yesterday, Mao Omer Vatoda Yakriv. Now, the pasuk says Vatoda Yakrivenu, but they learned out Yakriv and then Yakrivenu. Because they didn't have to say Yakrivenu, because they just said Yakriv. She says, what does it mean when it says Toda Yakriv? He said, Minayim Lemafish Todasa Vavada. How do we know that if you separate your korban toda, then you lost it? The Hifrish Acheres Tachta. And then you mafish another one in its place. Vinim says Rishono, and you found the first one. The Reishtein Omdos, and they're both standing here before you. Nayin she'esim and she'yirtze yakriv alachmo ima. How do you know that I can be makriv either one, and the bread goes with it? Again, it's talking about where you say harei zo, I guess. So Talmud Lomar toda yakriv. It says the toda, whichever one's a clear toda, you're yakriv, right? Yachol, and I guess it really says yakriveno, I guess, but it says but yachol tiyeh shniya tuna lechem. And how do I know that the second one does not require bread? Talmud Lomar yakrivenu. Echav Oshnaim, only it gets the bread, Yakrivenu, and not something else. So only one gets the bread and not both. So the case over here is where you separated A, lost A, found separated B, found A, you have two. The Mishnah says your makriv, if you makriv it, it requires lechem. The ilu gabe chatas ki haygavna, so the second one does not require bread. Right, the second one doesn't require bread. So that must be, according to what we just said, if there's no bread, that means in the corresponding case by chatas, that chatas should die. Because we try to make that connection. But that's not true. But the Tanah, we have a Mishnah that says, Hifrish Chatos, so you separate Korban Chatos, the Avdon, you lost it, the Hifrish Acharis Tachpeh, and you mafrish B, and now you found A, Harish Dehen Omdos, Miskaper Be'achas Mehem Mishniya Tomos. Different Rebbe, according to Rebbe, yes, the one dies. L'chami Orim Ein Chatos Mesa. No, the Chatos doesn't mind, doesn't die. Elosh and Nimsis La'achash Miskaper Be'ilim. Only if you found A after you already mafrish B. But this both standing before here, before you, Hakodim Shiniskaper Be'ilim, Roe. Well, if it's Roe, right, we just said if it's Roe, according to Chavim, Shmuel would say you require Lechem. But that was how, what he compared it to. So why here, according to Chachamim, does he not require Lechem? And we're assuming that Shmuel would want to hold like the Chachamim, not like Rebbe. The Gemara answers, no. Shmuel ka Rebbe Shvirle. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Amr Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha Mesa. If it was lost, even if it not, if A was not around when you were Mafresh B, and then you found A, then it's still a Chatas Mesa. That's why Shmuel, I guess B is, that's why Shmuel says, in the Todah, the Shnia would not require Lechem. Because in this case, the Chatas is Mesa, and the corresponding case by the Todah would not require bread. So the Gemara says, okay, Elo Roe Le Rebbe Heichem Mishkachasle. Where are we going to find a case that you would have, where it's Kol Sheb Chatas Roe, the Chatas with Roe, and Shmuel then say the Todah requires Lechem? What is the case of a Korban Chatas, according to Rebbe, that has to get sent out to pasture, as opposed to getting dying? According to what we just said now, the case that everyone else says is Roe, Rebbe says it's a Chatas Shemesa. The Gemara says, Rav Osha, like Rav Osha, Adam Rav Osha, Hifrish Dei Chatos La'achrayos. He's a Chayav of Korban Chatas, and he's a Mafrish two Korbanos. Probably two animals, I guess, just in case. He's a Mafrish two Korbanos. Mischaper Be'ezim Ehen Sheyirte, V'hashniya Tira. Your Mischaper, you can use either one. Tosas has a whole long Tosas discussion of it. You can use either one, and the one that's left over has to roam. So the same thing would apply by Korban Toda. If I'm mafrish two Korbanei Toda for Achrayas and I'm makar of one, so then the second one gets Hukrav without Lechem, because that's the corresponding case. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Shniya Tira, and it would require Lechem. Right? Because if you say Chatos Tira by the Toda, you would require Lechem. Let's go back. Rav Osia says, if you mafrish two chatos la'achrayus, and you mischaper, which by one of them, the other one gets to pasture. So this corresponding case by the Korban Toda would be the second one would get lechem, because if it's tira by chatos, you get lechem by the Toda. But then the Gemara says, but that's not the case. But we know the halacha is, that in Korban Toda, in this case, meaning a case where I separated two Korbanei Toda, even though I have one obligation, I separated two, and I'm makar of one, the second one gets hukrav without bread. But according to the way Shmuel just lined it up, it should require bread, because according to Rebbe, in the Chatas case, it would roam. So Elo Shmuel, Kirbi Shimon Sfirale, the Amar Chamesh Chatos Mesos. No, Shmuel doesn't hold like Rebbe, so therefore he doesn't hold that case you would get, that the Korban Chatas would get roaming. Rather, he holds that in that case, like Rebbe Shimon, who says that in this case, the Chatos would get killed. So if the Chatas gets killed, then the Korban Toda doesn't get bread. That finds out. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'haroa the Rebbe, the Reb Shimon, less leklal. Reb Shimon has no case where by a Korban Chatas, it would be roa. All the cases that we brought up by Korban Chatas, the Korban Chatas would die. So all the cases, the corresponding case by Korban Toda, the Korban Toda would not get bread. So what case does Shmuel mention that a Korban Toda, the excess Korban Toda, would get bread? So Gemara says, you're right, we misquoted Shmuel. Shmuel nami chadak amar. Shmuel just said one din. All he said was, kol shebechatas mesa, besod the ain tuna lechem. Shmuel just said, any time a korban chatas would have to die, the corresponding case by korban toda, it would not get bread. He never said anything about a chatas sheroa. He doesn't have a case of a chatas sheroa, because he holds like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon doesn't have a case of chatas sheroa. So Gemara says, okay, matka mashmalon. What's Shmuel coming to teach us? That any time you would have a case by a korban toda, if it would have been a chatas, the chatas would die. So, but the korban toda does not get bread. Maika mashmalon lafukim the Rabbi Yochanan. He's coming to exclude the din of Rabbi Yochanan, which we mentioned before. The adam mischaper b'shvas hektesh. That a person get kapara with the shvach hektesh, with the growth, the grow add-on of the hektesh. What was that case? That was the case where you had a pregnant animal, right? And you said harei alai, right? You said harei zo. I think you said harei zo, and it was pregnant. And if you were makriv the offspring, you were Yotze. If you were Makriv the offspring, you were Yotze. So Shmuel comes to say, Kamashwan Delo, that a person cannot be Makriv this, cannot be Yotze with this offspring. Kamashwan Delo. Why not?
Okay, who's arguing with that?
Shmuel's arguing with Yochanan now.
Yochanan would argue that on case of a Vlad, that you said Zohan, you'd say...
Yeah, that's what we said. That's remember, Rav Yochanan, we started this year with Rav Yochanan and said, Lo Shana L'Lacha Kapar, but Lifnei Kapar Tuna Lechem. What was that case? We went through all the cases of the Mishnah. The case we came out with was a Vlad Toda Schova. If I said Harei Toda, and it gave birth, and I was makriv the offspring before the mom, then the offspring gets bred. Because he taught us that Adam is chaper b'shvach hektesh. Shmuel is coming to say, no, a person is not cannot be yotze with the shvach hektesh. That's why he says, kol shebechata shemesa betoda, kol shebechata shemesa betoda ain tun alechem. So in this case, it would be a chata shemesa. And therefore, according to Shmuel, you wouldn't require bread if you were marking it. Right? So if you had a vlad toda schova, you can't get kapara, because it's not the ikar toda, it's just left, it's extra, and would not require bread. Because if you had a vlad chatas, the vlad chatas would die, right? The case of the vlad chatas is that if you separate the korban chatas, and the korban chatas has the baby, and then you have the offspring, that's a chata shemesa. So according to Shmuel, since that's a chata shemesa, if you were makrivin as a korban toda, it would not require bread. As according to Rav Yochanan, it's shvach toda, and would require the bread. So it comes to Machlokas in Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. I think.
Shmuel says he never liked bread.
Right, Shmuel, but Rabbi Yochanan says you would in this case.
Shmuel was on a lie, that's why.
Thought it was? No. So this it has to be on a raised zog, but that's the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Right?
All right.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi says, someone says, Zo toda v'zo lachma. So he sets aside the animal and the bread. This is the korban toda, and this is the bread. And he must have said harei zo, right? Zo. So therefore, there's no achrayis if it's lost. Avad alechem. But he loses the bread. But the essential part, the animal, which is remember the bread is sort of subservient to the korban. The bread is brought agav the korban. So if you lost the bread, maybe lechem acher, you just bring other bread, because the korban itself is still there. It requires bread, so bring bread. But of the toda, if you lost the korban toda, einam maybe toda acheres. You don't have to bring another korban toda, because you just said harezo. And harezo was lost, you don't have to bring harayis. My time, what's the reason? We just said lechem liglal toda, vein toda liglal lechem. The lechem is brought because of the toda, and the toda is not bought because of the bread. So therefore, if I would lose the bread, just bring other bread. If I lose the carbon, then I lost the carbon, and you're out. If you want to be out. You just otherwise take another and bring it. Okay. V'amar Rava. Rava says, Hifrish ma'os l'todaso. So I set aside money for my carbon toda. I set aside $50 for my carbon toda. Vini tosru. It turns out that after I bought what I need to buy, I have $10 left over. What do you do? Maybe buy him lechem. I can use that to buy lechem. But lelachmei toda v'ni totru ain maybe ben toda. But if I set aside $50 to buy the bread and it only cost me 40, I can't use that extra 10 to buy the korban toda. My taima. What's the reason? Ilema mishum de Rabbi Kahana. If you're going to say it's because of the reasoning of Rav Kahana, what did Rav Kahana say? The amar Rav Kahana minayin lelachmei toda shenikru toda. How do we know that the lachmei toda are called toda? Shenemar v'hikriv al zebach toda chalos matzah. He says zebach toda chalos matzah. So therefore, if I set aside money for the korban, I can also use it to buy the bread. Well, if that's the case, ihafi ibchanami. The opposite should be the true also, because the pasuk makes no distinction. So if the bread is called a toda, so if I set aside money for the bread, I should be able to use the change to buy the korban. So Mar says no lechem ikri toda, but toda lo ikri lechem. The bread is called a toda. The toda is not called bread. So right. So therefore, if I set aside money for the korban toda, so I can use it for the animal and for the bread. If I set aside money for the bread, I can't use it for the animal because the animal is not called bread. Okay. Fine. So we have been discussing cases of where you've set aside an animal, you lost A, set aside B, and found A. What happens now? And we've seen this Gemara already. I think in Zvachim we saw it. You set aside A. You lost it, you bring B. Right. Now you set aside B, you lost B, and now you bring C. Now you found A and B again afterwards. Right, so I have three. So Amar Rava says, Hifris todasa v'avda. I separated A and I lost it. V'chaza v'hifris acheres tachtel v'avda. I separated B and I lost it. V'chaza v'hifris acheres tachtel. I set aside C. V'nimsu rishonos. I found A and B. Right? Harei shlostone omdos. And I have all three standing here in front of me. And what does he do? Nischapev rishona. He uses A for the korban toda. Shnia. So now he has two B and C that have to be hukrov. But are they considered full-fledged korbani toda that we require bread or not? So he says, Shnia ena tu lechem. The second one does not require lechem, because the second one, B, was just the exchange or the trade for A. And it's just considered mosar toda. And since A was brought, it's just a mosar toda, doesn't be bread. But he says, Shlishis, C, would require bread, because C was separated in lieu of B, right? And B is not being makrav as a toda.
Right.
So C is a full-fledged toda, and therefore would have to have bread.
No, you could argue that C was also...
All right, that's a bayah. We'll get to it. You could, and a bayah will.
So C says, basically, you're saying that it's a different carbon.
It becomes a different carbon, because it's not in lieu of a carbon toda.
Right.
Because A was a carbon toda. Once A becomes a carbon toda, but was separated in lieu of that, B is not a carbon toda.
Right.
So separated in lieu of B was separated in lieu of something that's not a carbon toda. So in itself is a full-fledged carbon toda, and would have to bring lead. You could say differently in a bayah, well, okay, listen, Bolsonaro, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get to a bayah, and that's going to happen. He's very excited. Okay, I have A, B, and C. So I separated A, lost it. Separated B, lost it. Separated C, I found all three. A, B, and C are standing in front of me. Makrib A is the korban toda. So B, when I makrib korban B, doesn't get the bread. Because B is now mosar of a korban toda. We said mosar korban toda doesn't get bread. But C, that has to be gukrov, is now not leftover, not mosar korban toda, because B wasn't a korban toda. So C was separated as a full-fledged korban toda, and therefore brings bread. Now, niskaper b'shlishis, if you miskaper with the third one, you use C. So shnia ain't tun alechem. Shnia, B does not get bread, because B is a carbon shekiper b'chilufeha. You had an obligation on B that you fulfilled with C, because C was in lieu of B. You mark of C, so B's out. It's not a carbon toda, and you don't bring bread. But he says rishona tun alechem. Because Rishona now is a full-fledged korban toda, because C has nothing to do with A. C was in lieu of B. But we found A, it's a full-fledged korban toda, and therefore it has to be brought with bread. Be'emsois, if I offer B, shtei and ein tunos lechem, and A and C do not require bread. Why? Because the B is chilufei rishon. So in makrit B, I took out A, doesn't require the korban toda. C is now what? C doesn't require lechem, because it's mosar. No, it does require bread.
It's own carbon.
It's not its own carbon. No, it was in lieu of B, but B was brought, so therefore it's not a full-fledged carbon toda, and does not require bread. Angel lechem. Abaye says like Marcel. Abaye Amar. Afidu l'skaper be'achas man. Doesn't matter which one you use. Shtehen eintunus lechem. Nothing requires lechem. Kulo chalifei da'adodin enu. They're all in lieu of the other one. So if I bring, it's all one group.
One chain.
And if I bring one with bread, then the other ones don't have to be bought with bread. And now, I'm a Rav Zeira, b'chelin l'chatos. The same rules apply by the korban chatos. It's the same halacha, it's the same idea, just moving over from a korban of the toda to a korban of the chatos. It says as follows. Again, hifrish chatos of yavto. I separated chatos A and I lost it. V'hifrish acher chatea. Now I'm afrish B, v'avto and I lost B. The hifrish acheres tachta, so now I'm off for C. V'nimtzu arishonos. Now I have found A and B. V'areish loshon omdos, and I have now A, B, and C standing before us. Nischaper rishona. So the idea is a mosar chatos leftover from the chatos. The halacha is that it's a chatos for mesa. So if I'm nischaper arishona, will shnia tamos. The second one is a chatos for mesa, because it's a mosar chatos. It should die, because it was mosar of A, and right. B, so B's out. But shlishi's tira. But the third one, I can't be makir the third one, because there's no chi of korban, because I already was kapara with my korban chatas. I don't have another chatas. I only can bring a korban chatas for the avera. So now the third one, what do I do with the third one? Well, the third one's not leftover of A. The third one was leftover of B. B wasn't makir, which was nothing. Right. So C doesn't die. It just gets to Rome. Right? So it's chat rishon, it's niyatamus, lishatira. I can't bring the total, because I was separated as a korban chatas.
Okay, it was registered.
It's registered as a chatos.
Yeah.
Okay. Nischaper b'shlishis. If I end up using the third, losing C as the korban chatos, so then shnia tamos, the second one dies. because the 3 was in lieu of B, and B is an extra, is a leftover chatas, and therefore it dies. But Rishon no tira. There's the first one has to roam because the first one's nothing to do with the third one, and the first one now I guess wait since the third one was kreva, it's not the it wasn't exchange of the first one. It's only exchange of the second one. Only exchange of the second one. So it's A is not left over from C. A would have been left over from B. A is not left over from C. But I'm a person who I already got kapara with the korban. So what do I do with this other animal that was set aside? It hits the roam until it gets a mum. Now, the skapi bemsa yishtein yamuso.
I never understand this. If you leave an animal roaming for 3 months,
right.
How often is it going to mum?
I don't know. And if it doesn't?
And it dies.
Okay. But you're not killing it. You're not putting it in the kippur and giving it, and you're not acting on it. Right. Niskaper b'emzayis, if you get kapara, it's a nice retirement fund he's got. Niskaper b'emzayis, if you get kapara with B, then shtehen yamusu, then both of them die. Because B was in lieu of A, and you got kapara with B, and C was supposed to be in lieu of B, and you got kapara with B, so both of them are now chato shemesos, and they die. Amar Abaye again says like Marcel, then it doesn't matter which one you get kapara with, the other two die. They're all part of one big chain, and
this makes more sense.
Right, they're all part of one big chain, and that's so the Gemara is going to say, maybe it's going to answer, my v'chein, so what do I have v'chein? I mean v'chein, it's the same rule. Why do I have to say the rule again? What's v'chein? Basically, Gemara is asking, what's tzrichi? You need both? Yeah, you need both. Ma'alutema, you might thought, hasam hu di'ikul meimar, dafka by the korban todah, you could say, according to Rava, what? That the third one will require bread, because mabr besodosu. You can bring extra korbanos. As you would say, if you were yotze with A, the third one would require bread. Because what's the difference? By korban todah, you can bring multiple korbanos todah, and therefore the third one will require bread as a regular todah. Aval hacha delekele meimer mabr bechatosu. But in the case of korban chatos, you can't be mabr chatos. I can bring as many korban todah as I want. So thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Bring more korban chatos. Only can bring for any ravera. But you want to bring mabr korban chatos. How many times do you want to be mechal shabbos every week to bring mabr chatos? That's not something a person's going to do. So you can't just bring mabr korban chatos. Aval hacha delekele meimer mabr chatosu aim alo. Maybe you should say that it can't be that it's not like a vaye. It has to be that they're in lieu of each other. Why are you going to say, I'm A, then B, then C, I'm Mar, I'm making extra korban chatos? That doesn't make sense, so much sense. It makes sense to say like a vaye, that they're all part of the same chain. I think this is what you're getting to. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that comes from Rav Zeira, say no, that this din is shayach also by the korban chatos, that the shlishis does not, the third one, according to Rava, does not come in lieu of the first one. They're separate animals. Even though you can't say most mar b'chatos, they're still separate animals. Abaye says, "Oh, no, it's the same chain. It's the same chain across the board."
This is as follows: there, a Torah and a chatos is not the same as we did at the beginning of the Gemara.
Right.
If you have a chatos, and let's say from a family member, you're responsible for it still, no matter what.
No,
chatos. Yes, you are.
A chatos shemesa.
Yes, it is. Chatos shemesa. The not if a parent gives a chatos and passes away, the child is responsible to continue the chatos.
No. No, chatos shemesa is chatos shemesa by leah. The is a chatos shemesa.
Is the opposite way.
Right.
It's the exact opposite way then.
Right.
Oh, that's why it makes sense then.
Okay, good. Okay. Fine. No. All good.
That makes sense
then. All right. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Okay, Tani Rabbi. Now this sugya pretty much goes down, I believe, to like the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So we'll try to get to finish here. We'll pick up tomorrow. So Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, right, Toda shenis arva b'tmurasa. Umesa achas mehen. So I have a korban toda. I did the wrong thing, and I did tamura. So I have my korban toda. I said harezeh kizeh. So now I have tamura. So the korban, this animal A requires bread. Animal B, like we mentioned in the Mishnah, does not require bread. The tamura does not require bread. But what happens? One of them dies. I don't know which one. So is this the korban? Is this the tamura that does not require bread, or is this the korban toda that does require bread? What am I supposed to do? So the Gemara says, "Ein la takana." We have no takana for the one that's left alive. We have no takana. We can't be makrivit because why? Hechi navin. What are we supposed to do? Nakriv lechem bahada. Are we going to makrivit with the bread? How can we do that? Makriv lechem hechi navin. Nakriv lechem bahada. Dilma tamurihi. Maybe it's a tamura, and you're not allowed to bring bread with the tamura. And that's chulin bazar, I guess. Right? Lo nakriv lechem bahada and lechem bahada. What is that? I'm saying I'm not going to bring bread. Dilma Todahi. Maybe it's a Korban Todah, and you're not Yotze unless you bring the bread. So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hey Chidami, what's the case? I can find you situations where I can make a fix, I can fix it up, right? Hey Chidami, Ida Amar Alai, right? If he said Hare Alai, it's a comment upon me to bring a Korban Todah. So it's an obligation on me, right? So that is a, that is the neder. So lo sagya de lo maise, how are you going to be yotze your chiyuv if you don't bring a korban todah? You had a chrayus.
Why is it any different than the blood?
Why is it? Because it's a tamura.
Basically, it's the same
thing.
It's a different. It's a different. It's a whole different concept. It's a tamura, not a vlad. No, it says hey.
I was getting mixed up.
So that's not the case. He didn't say I like it better. He doesn't know which one is which. He didn't tag it. The case is he doesn't know. That's the case. What? He says Hare Alai. And then he says Hare Alai, puts out an animal. This is comes, and then he says this is a Tamura.
Right.
This is a Tamura. And now he loses. Now one dies, doesn't know which one dies.
It's still
a lie. So what? Still a lie. He has it now. He has now. A is his now. A is his alai chiyuv, and B is his tamura chiyuv.
Right.
And now one dies, doesn't know which one. So is he have is his alai tamura in front of him? Is a alai chiyuv in front of him, or is tamura chiyuv in front of him? You can make tamura any karban. You're not allowed to do that. But if you do,
the tamura I understand, but alai means that that means it's not on this animal specific. It's on me.
Correct. And I set aside an animal.
But then what you set aside is in a zoo.
No, it's not. I have to set aside an animal when I say Hare Alai. What are I going to bring?
No, I'm going to be, when I go up to the base of I'm bringing an animal.
And I brought that animal.
Then it's not, then once you set aside the animal itself.
It doesn't flip. No, it's just, well, that means now if I said Hare Alai, that means I have a chrys. If something happens to the animal, I have to bring another one. When I say Hare Alai, I have to bring another one after if something happens to it. But I have to set aside an animal for it, because otherwise it wouldn't be mockery.
What are you
once you designate, you can't change anymore.
One second, then it goes on to the animal.
No, it doesn't. It's still coming upon me to bring this animal now, and if that animal gets lost, because I said Hare Alai, I have a chrayus to bring another one. If I say Hare Zoo, so I set aside an animal.
You set aside that animal.
Correct,
that
and I lost it.
Not
if I say Hare Zoo.
Right.
But if I say Hare Alai, I am responsible.
Exactly.
You can make tamura in both cases.
I don't understand the question.
I don't understand how you make it tomorrow.
Why not?
But I haven't bought an animal yet.
I set aside an animal.
You do. Yeah, once you set aside the animal, it's on the zoo.
No, it's not. It's a way, how do you start the process? Am I starting with a...
I'm bringing it aside.
I say Hare Alai to bring a carbon. So it's a comment on me. So any animal that I now set aside, will be the animal. If I lose it, I have to bring another one. That's what Hare Alai means. I have a chrayis. So I say, Hare Zu Kazu. That's the whole Gemara and Tamura. That works. That becomes a Tamura. And it doesn't. If it's Korban Todah, you don't bring Lechem. But you still have to be Makkav. It gets to Kedusha. That's how a Tamura works. So Gemara says, Hei Chidami. Ida Amar Alai. If you say Hare Alai to bring a Korban Todah, and now I'm Chayev in my Neder to bring a Korban Todah, Lo Sagi Lo Maisei. How am I Yotze my Neder if I'm not maybe the Todah? What happened here is I had A and B, and one died, and I don't know which is which. We say Eilat Takana. Well, what are you talking about? I have to bring a karva. So what do you do? Lysi behemachrina. Simply bring animal C, bring another animal, vilechem, and bring bread. So now I have two animals and a bread. Vilema, and say, ihach de kaima, if the one, the survivor left over, right, is the tamura, then is the tamura, and therefore it doesn't require bread. So ha toda, the new animal is the korban toda, vahalachma, and that's its bread. And if that which is left over was the korban todah, so ha lachma, v'ha achrayus. That this is its bread. This is its bread, and that's its korban. And the second one, tahavi achrayus la. And the second one they're going to bring is only in the case of achrayus. And what happens is you makrev it without the bread.
But you're not allowed to makrev two animals. One of them
need to. Why can't I makrev two animals? Where are you coming up with this? Why not can't I makrev two animals? It's a korban todah.
What?
It's a korban todah. It's not a chatas.
Tamura needs to be left to die.
No, it's not.
No.
What do you mean?
You mock
the tamura. Yeah, without bread. The tamura. The whole deal with the tamura is that you can mock with the tamura of the todah, but you don't bring bread. Every korban todah, every tamura has to be hukrav. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha. Right, Lo tzricha de amar hare zo. The case where I can't fix it is where I say hare zo, where there is no achrayus on my part. I say hare zo toda, so I say a mafresh A to be a korban toda. And then I said, then I did tamura. And then one of them died. And now one that's just there in front of me. So what do I do with this animal? Can I bring it with the bread or not? Well, I can't bring it with the bread because maybe it's the tamura. I can't bring it without the bread because maybe it's the nadava. So what am I supposed to do? So Gemara is now, so I'm stuck. So the Gemara, well, sorry?
Look at the siman here.
So the siman is limudim midas Allah sheish keshechen the dam badai cholesh mosar tamura b'chutz viskiya hifrish chatas achar yosar. That's pretty good. However, if you look, and there's no knots here, there's no nagudos here, because that goes all the way down. It's all the memras and all of the madomers, and I told the Mishnah on pay out. So let's start. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring options to say, well, I can't fix it. Rashi says, why don't we do this? Amru lemeidim lifnei Rebbe. The lemeidim said before Rebbe. Rashi says lemeidim is Levi. So amru lemeidim lifnei Rebbe. V'laisi lechem, right? Why don't you bring bread with the carbon that's left over? V'lema, and make it tonight. If the animal that's left alive here was my korban todah, so halachma, this is the bread. The ilo, and if it was not my korban todah, it was the tamura, and I'm just be mocking the tamura, and it doesn't need bread, lepik l'chulin. So let this bread that I was set aside just not have kedusha. I'll give 4 pieces to the kohen and 36 to me. I'll eat the 36, he'll eat the 4, but we'll just assume it's chulin. Why not? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, no, because Amar Lahu, the Chimach Nisan Chulin Lazara, what do you do? So now your whole answer is to view the bread as Chulin. Right. So now I'm bringing Chulin into the Azara. You're not supposed to bring Chulin into the Azara. So the Gemara says, let's do one more answer. V'laisi, or maybe two more, V'laisi Behema V'lechem. Why don't you bring another animal and the bread, the lema, and say, Ihach the Kaima Tamurhi, if the one that's left alive is the Tamura, Hatoda v'halachma, animal B, and the bread is the korban toda, and fine, v'hach dekaima todahi, but if the first one is the korban toda, halachma v'hatehevi shlomim, let the first one be a korban toda, the second one bring the korban shlomim.
Not
the same breads. What? There's no breads. So exactly. So the korban lechem will go on my korban toda, that's the tznai. The tznai would be, if what's left over is the tamura, so animal B is going with the breads. If animal A is a korban todah, so the breads are going with animal A, and animal B is a shlamim, because the avoda for the shlamim is the same thing as a todah. Then you're done. Why don't you bring it as a shlamim?
Why can't you say B is a tamura?
So if you say B is the tamura, then it doesn't get bread.
So
I'm saying, so therefore the bread went with A,
yeah,
and B becomes a shlamim.
Right, but why can't it be a tamura and not no bread?
You have
one
to
kind left with no bread, so bring that as a tamura. What do you got?
Because
maybe it's the other one.
Because maybe it's the other one.
Right. But you said you have 2 left.
I have 1 left, and I have bring another one. I bring another one.
Right.
So, right, so if I said, if the one that was left over is the korban todah, here's the todah, and here's the bread. Okay. But if the one that was left over, if the one that was left over is the tamura,
yeah,
then animal B is being brought with the bread. Right, you have to kaima todah. If the first one is the todah, then the bread is going on that one.
Right.
So, but what's the next animal that I'm bringing? You can't say it's a todah because then it would require bread. Say it's a shlamim. It doesn't require bread. The Gemara says I can't say it's a shlamim because what happens then is I'm minimizing the amount of time that I can eat the korban. Because a shlamim is eaten for 2 days and a night. The korban todah is only eaten for 1 day and a night. And I can't minimize the time. Amalum, you shouldn't come in my beachil shlamim. You're minimizing the time. So let's finish one more. Amr Levi l'Rebbe, Levi says to Rebbe, V'laisi behem of the lechem. Why don't you just bring another animal and the bread, the lema? Yihach the kaima, maybe is what you're saying. If the first one that was left over, the tamura, is the tamura, hatod of halachma, then it's the B is the katod, and that's his bread. Yihach the kaima, todahi. And the first one that was, and if the first one that was left over is the korban todah, then the bread that I'm bringing is the lechem, and the animal that's being brought over is Mosar the Todah. Like you said, it's another Todah. I bring another Todah.
That's easier.
It's easier. The Gemara says, seems to me that you have no brain in your head to say that. Right? You can't be mafra something to be Mosar. Mosar means it's left over by circumstance. I can't separate something on the outset and say that's a leftover. That's not how leftovers work. Leftovers where I have a whole amount, and I don't finish eating it on Shabbos, so I have leftovers on Sunday night, and the kids get upset. You can't say, you don't cook something to be leftovers for the outset. Okay, it's a very hard piece of Gemara. We'll stop here, and the whole thing continues till the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph.
Yes, it does.
Have a good day.
Why can't you bring something other?